My guest in the second hour, Rhonda Vincent, is one of those legends. Checking back on the website, Unreal Bluegrass, this will be Rhonda's ninth appearance on Unreal Bluegrass, and I see her all the time. We just hadn't talked for the show purposes. In the second hour, you're going to hear a nice, very typical, very informative, very fun conversation with Rhonda as we talk about several things I had not had a chance to talk to her about. This incredible album that she did brought all these living legends to the Ryman. We're going to talk about that in detail. She has a TV show that she's going to do now, actually in the process of doing it. Touch a little bit on the Christmas album and just a little bit about what she's up to. Rhonda's always busy. She's always performing and she's always busy. You're going to enjoy hearing from her in the second hour. I always enjoy talking to Rhonda. I'm always happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass Rhonda Vincent, many times a guest. It's just been a while since we had a chance to catch up on the air.
It's about time, isn't it?
It is. Here it is, December already of 2019, and I run across you for other reasons. I see you throughout the year, but we just never had a chance to chat, and there's lots of things to talk about and just get updated from you. You're such a busy person.
It seems to be constant with one thing or another.
But
we like it. We like it that way.
I know. Mm-hmm. We've had this discussion before where you told me once in an interview of the six or seven times you've been on that you know when you've been home for two or three days because you aren't sleeping. And you actually need to be in the bus to sleep well.
I sleep the best. Yes.
Yeah.
This is a record year for 2019. I think is a record year for our bus just turned 1 million miles.
Jeez.
And it's record for the most mechanical issues, which I'm told is pretty normal too for 1 million miles. He said if you'd had 1 million miles on you, you'd be broken down too. So we've had a lot of issues like that. So I haven't slept that great this year because we've been in a lease bus or hotels, and so I am anxious to get. They said when so many repairs have been done that when we get it back, we should be smooth sailing for a while. So I hope so.
All of the cars that I've driven, all the cars that I've owned in my lifetime, I never had 1 million miles.
Really?
Combined. Well, I wouldn't have come close.
Yeah, this is a first for me too. But mm-hmm. And we're the only band that's ever been on this bus. You know, we got Martha White was my sponsor for 15 years.
Yeah.
They allowed me to design it, and so it's been ours. We've been the only occupants of it, and we put every mile on it, every 1 million. Well, it's over 1 million now, but. We love it, and I'm just hoping that it starts feeling better and that we can put another 1 million miles on it.
That would be one for the books. I would think they would give you a new bus if you could turn it in with 2 million miles on it. I think they'd
that's a great idea.
Yeah, try work on that. Work on that angle.
Or maybe we can find a new sponsor. That would be great,
too. That's true. Listen, one of the things that I wanted to back up in time a little bit and talk about, and I absolutely love this project, that you did, it wasn't this year, it was last year, at least wasn't 2018, wasn't that the Legends at the Ryman with the Rhonda Vincent and the Rage?
That's what? Right, live, yeah. Live at the Ryman with Bluegrass Legends was released in July of 2018. It was filmed and recorded in July of 2016.
So that's right.
That's been one of the most... it has been the most costly project I've ever done, probably the most tedious, just the planning and the coordinating and the so many things from the licensing, every aspect of that, it was very tedious. So it took a while to really get it where it needed to be and to get it released, but one of the most exciting projects that we've ever done. It was just voted by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the top 10 projects ever recorded at the Ryman. So that's pretty special, too.
It has to be. And let me just tell people, if you're not familiar with Rhonda, other than as an artist, which is plenty, Rhonda knows business. Rhonda knows business and licensing and all the things, hoops, better than anyone I've ever met. So she tells you that. Well, I've talked to you enough, just sitting around, that things you come up with nobody else has thought of, and you're so far ahead of the rest of it. So if that was a burden, I'll add this into it. All those things you listed, the coordinating and the licensing and the prodding of the personnel, to me, I've always wanted to ask you how you pulled off getting those people onto the stage. And you know who I'm talking about.
Well, it has Bobby and Sonny Osborne, the Osborne brothers, and Jesse McReynolds and Mac Wiseman. I've pretty much made a phone call, and my initial phone call actually was to Sally Williams, who was the general manager of the Ryman Auditorium at that time. And I had seen that there was one slot left for the Springer Mountain Farms Bluegrass Nights at the Ryman. And so I called her and I said, I have this idea. Because I thought, how cool to get to perform on the Ryman stage with these, you know, remaining bluegrass legends. And I called her, and she says, I love the idea, but she said, how in the world would we get that, how would we get that coordinated?
Yeah.
And at that time, it was just basically Bobby, Jesse, and Mac. That was the three. Because I never dreamed Sonny would actually perform or even be part of it.
Nor did I.
So she said, how would we do it? And I said, well, I'll make phone calls. I said, you won't have to do anything. I said, I will arrange all of it if you just give me the go-ahead. And so she did. She said, well, if you can arrange this, that would be outstanding. And she said, I will wait to hear from you. So I started making my calls, and I called Bobby Osborne first and asked him to be part of it. And he said, yep, that'll be great.
And at the time, Rhonda, Bobby was still pretty active. He had the Rocky Top Express, and he was still making dates and still performing. So that might have been your first one to pick on, because he seemed to be more accessible to something like that, in my opinion.
Right. That's probably what I called him first. I thought, this should be an easy call. I know Bobby. I love Bobby. And so this should be easily done. He said, sure. And then I called Jesse. Jesse said they'd love to do it. Called Mac. Mac said he would love. So those three calls were pretty easy. And then I called Sonny. I said to myself, I wonder on the off chance if Sonny would come in and join Bobby on the stage. And so I called him, and he goes, well, I'm not sure. He wasn't sure Bobby would do that. And because I think their relationship was a bit strained.
Yes, it was.
And so anyway, he wasn't really sure about it, and then he said, well, if Bobby would do it, then he would do it. It's like, okay, well, that's great. So, and I think he really, deep down, thought that Bobby wouldn't do that, so he was probably off the hook.
He thought he was off the hook, I see.
Yeah, so I called Bobby, and I said, hey, Bobby, I said, would you consider singing a few songs with Sonny? He goes, oh, he said, Sonny would never do that. He's not going to do that. But he said, if Sonny will do it, I will do it. So I knew both of them had agreed if the other one would do it. I just didn't tell them that I had already talked to each one. So
nobody else could have pulled this off, Ron. It couldn't have been anybody but you.
Really? That is so funny. Jesse McReynolds said the same thing. He goes, in fact, I think he says it on the video part, on the DVD or Blu-ray. So, you know, I just simply made a phone call. So, I guess God did the rest of it. He just put it all together, and it was it was such a special night. I got to sing a medley of songs with Sonny and Bobby, and just during that, I nearly just started crying, because I thought, how special is this? I'm standing on the Ryman Auditorium, at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, between my two heroes, because my family, we tried to emulate everything that they did, from their harmonies, their vocal arrangements, their instrumental arrangements, everything that they did, we loved. We would learn every song, and I am now standing between the two of them on the Ryman stage performing, and I nearly got lost, caught up in the moment. I had
Imagine.
To really bring myself back to where we are and think about what we were singing. But it was just a very special moment. And now, so they sang, we did the melody, the medley of songs, mm-hmm. because they were basically Sonny's favorites, part of his favorites. And we did Midnight Angel. I did that with them. And then Sonny left the stage. Now, I stood between them. If you watch this, I stood between them, Bobby on my right, my stage right, and Sonny on my left. So I didn't get to really hear the other performances. I was out on stage with Jesse and playing, because I thought, you know, I would join in because my band was backing them up. And it just didn't feel right. It's like, you know what, I really don't need to be up here. And then it occurred to me, we were never, everyone was not on stage at the same time to get a photo. So I go back, Sonny's still backstage, while Bobby's performing, Jesse's performing, and Mac, I am back there trying to convince Sonny to come back on the stage to get a picture. And he goes, I'm not doing it. I've already been out there, and I'm not going back up there. I said, come on. I said, we need a picture of all of us. Now, if you unfold the CD, mm-hmm. one side of the CD cover is a poster of that photo that we got with everyone in there. He just was refusing. Sally and I were back there talking. It's like, come on, I need you to do this. He didn't care. He said, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he said, do you know that the last place that their mother saw them perform was at the Ryman?
Oh, my.
And he said, we sang the song Medals for Mother. I said, great. I said, come back out and sing Medals for Mother. I'll get everybody else that will be out there, and we'll get the picture. I said, I just need this picture. Anyway, he agreed to come back out and sang Medals for Mother. It did not. It's not been included in the DVD, so that's something you would not see. You would not hear in there. But anyway, we got that photo. Well, when they came out to sing Medals for Mother, that, I think, was the first time that they had spoken in quite some time. And Bobby says, Mom, Bob, well, you know, I don't know which one, but one of them said, the last time that our mother heard us sing, she sat right over there. And they pointed to the seat in which she heard them sing Medals for Mother.
Wow.
And that, at that moment, they engaged each other in conversation. So that was
a huge thing.
And because that song in that moment is not on the video, I, at that point, took Bobby's microphone, moved it over by Sonny's, and moved mine over away from there and put the two of them together. If you see the pictures in the photo gallery, you will see the two of them standing together and talking. And they sang that song standing there together. And that was just the right thing, I thought.
You know, Sonny has that picture in his house, and a big size frame.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Awesome.
And he says, see right there, this was after he had some issues a year or so ago. I stopped by it was out by then. And he talks about that. For people listening, they had their own reasons. Everybody knew they had their own reasons. And you don't really delve into what the thing that finally set them apart. But that was a huge event, Rhonda. And we talked off of the air that, and if you think just not long after that, here they are on the Ryman, I mean, or at least not in the Ryman, but in Raleigh at the Duke Energy Center, singing Rocky Top, the 50th anniversary of Rocky Top. Now, who would have ever thought that could happen? I think
that's so amazing.
I think your effort there was the beginning of that. And I think they still, you know.
That's wonderful.
Magic.
That's the way it should be.
Absolutely.
The way it should be.
The name of that, again, you went through it, but give me the name again so I can, so people, and I'm sure they can still find it. It's still available to find the CD.
Oh, yes. It's called Live at the Ryman with Bluegrass Legends. It's Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, Live at the Ryman with Bluegrass Legends. And it's Bobby and Sonny Osborne, the Osborne brothers, Jesse McReynolds, and Mac Wiseman, the final performances of Mac Wiseman.
I knew that, too. I was going to mention that. He was probably willing to do it, but physically being able to get there and do it was probably as big a task for him as anything else in those last few years, months.
That's the one thing he said was, how would I get there? Because he went long past public transportation. I was surprised to find Mac had been taking public transportation to doctor's appointments and that sort of thing. So I arranged what I did. I rented. That's why I say the logistics of this was a bit crazy, but not really. I just rented a van, and friends of mine chauffeured. They went to his house. They picked him up. They brought him there and took him back home and took care of him while he was there. So, you know, it's just a few logistics here and there.
The last album he did, which was a wonderful collection, he was on the show for almost, one of the very long interviews, because I'd never had a chance to talk to Mac before. And the thing about him was, just a little sidetrack here, he remembered every detail of everything he ever did as a child. He had one of those memories that was just locked on to every time he walked down the railroad tracks and he saw this. And it was just an amazing conversation I had with him. I think Tom Utes was there with him, for the backup, just to support him physically and prompt him along. But, man, oh, man, what a story.
He was so sharp. I mean, so sharp. His mind, amazing. I remember calling him and thinking of, because his voice is so distinct, and calling him on the phone and hearing, it's like, I am talking to Mac Wiseman. No. I wanted to just, at that point, say, I wish I could record this conversation just to hear his voice. You know, he's talking to me. This is a guy that I've grown up listening to with all of these guys. To call them friends, and it just amazes me.
It was so much fun. Yeah, he did. Sweet to be Remembered, I think is the name of it. And he said he did it in the same key on that album. He did it on the same key that he originally did it in. I thought, man.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was pretty proud of that. That's available. The Christmas Time was been out for a couple of years. Your Christmas album, which is it's already back in rotation. Those will be broadcasting in the first part of December. The Christmas Time, Rhonda Vinson, is a great collection. We talked about that at length when it first came out, but that's something that right now is the time of year for people to be looking for that. It's a wonderful, wonderful collection of original tunes and just classic Christmas tunes with a lot of wonderful guests on it.
That was so fun to make that. Another, very costly adventure. I get these ideas, and my husband said, why do you always have to get some sort of an idea like this? He says, just do something normal for a change, but who can do that? So I did that celebrity 12 Days of Christmas.
That's right.
And not sure I even remember. 12 is the Oak Ridge Boys, and 11 is Willie Nelson singing, 11 Piper's piping, and 10 is Charlie Daniels. Bill Anderson,
Bill Anderson's
Nine Ladies
on there.
Dancing. Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton sings 8 Maids of Milking.
Yep.
Ronnie Millsap, 7 Swans of Swimming. 6, I think, is Gene Watson.
How can you remember
Larry Gatlin is, I think, is 5 Golden Rings. Or no, he's 4 Calling Birds. We all sing 5
Golden Rings. That's right. Everybody jumps on.
4 Calling Birds by Larry Gatlin. 3 French Hens was Lori Morgan, Pam Tillis, and Jeannie Seeley. And then Emmy Sunshine and I are the...
Yeah. That's great. As a matter of fact, that's the first cut off of that that's running in. I kind of wait till December to start running Christmas music. Just because,
that makes sense.
You know, one, Thanksgiving was so late, though, this year. So I'm in a hurry. So that was the first one that I put in because it was an easy one to find, and I like the humor in it. And Christmas Time is another one of the great things we talk about this time of year for you. There's so many things you're doing. Here was something when I contacted you the other day. Tell me about what you're doing. You know the name of the YouTube TV adventure that you're involved in.
Well, I was approached by Country Road TV. And they said, we want to do a series. The series began because they wanted me to take people through if you wanted to learn to play the mandolin. And then as they talked about it, it's like, we can do from my YouTube channel, the Rhonda Vinson channel, we can do several different series in this. So this is one series with, I think it has 12 episodes. And it's called The Amazing Everyday Life of Rhonda Vinson. And, you know, I started doing these Facebook Lives Facebook posts, all of that is random.
Spontaneous.
It's like I don't sit down and it's all spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I try to share that within reason, I guess you could say. And so they wanted me to do sort of the same thing. They were wanting it to be more, I guess, scripted, and it ended up being completely unscripted. We just were supposed to go for one episode at Gruen Guitars downtown. And we ended up spending so much time there that the entire series is filmed at Gruen Guitars.
Oh.
And so if you watch it, it comes on. There's a new episode every Sunday. This, the 1st of December is episode number 5 of 12. Now, the 8 will be released on my YouTube channel and at Country Road TV on a free basis. But the whole thing is to guide you to countryroadtv.com.
Gotcha.
And for a subscription service, and you can also get a discount if you use the code word Rhonda. So if you sign up, and you can see all of the Country's Family Reunions, the Larry's Country Diner, so much content is there. And so then in beyond the 8, there are 4 episodes that you must be subscribed to them, and you'll get to see those too. So it's just something fun that we did, and I'll probably be doing, you know, another series. I'm not sure what the subject will be, but this time it's, you want to learn to play the mandolin, buying a mandolin. Oh, and in this series, I take you from a like a $500 mandolin to a $175,000 mandolin, and I play the same song on all and all these mandolins in between to see if you hear a difference. And you know, the pick from the picks, we use blue chip picks and D'Addario strings, and just you know, demonstrating the different things that you can get or what you need. Finding a strap for your mandolin, it's just something fun.
I will tell to the listeners also, if you're not following Rhonda Vincent on all the social medias that are available, you're missing out, because it will all of a sudden, she'll be live. All of a sudden, Rhonda will be live. It might be Twitter. It might be where she's pulling up in a parking lot. It might be whatever she's going through, applying lipstick. You could find.
You can find
little clips show up, and they're always happen on the moment. And if anyone isn't following you, and they're crazy not to, they should. For all the information and you know, you can listen to the radio and hear about CDs and things, but for all the information and plus for the fun stuff, where I just think it's a very spontaneous, I think that's the best word for it, and you have an idea and you want to hear it is, and you know, it may not be everybody's cup of tea every single time, but it's right. Exactly what you're doing, and it's pretty much in the moment.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know where we are, what we're going to be doing. And make sure that you connect on my official page. It's Rhonda Vincent Official. If you go to Facebook.com/ Rhonda Vincent Official.
There's fake ones.
There are fake accounts out there. They use my picture. They use my name. And this is happening every day. And yeah, I continue to get messages every day that, did you send me a friend request? No, I did not. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ask you for money. I'm happily married now. On Christmas Eve will be 36 years.
Oh, it's today. Oh, is today is your husband's birthday?
December 1st is my husband's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Right?
Happy birthday.
Yes, I will share that with him. So his gift from me is that he gets to watch football games in peace. I'm not there and disturbing him. So he's welcome.
Happy birthday, Herb.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you had a chance. I know you're busy as heck today, and okay, we're coming to the end of 2019. I assume we can expect more of the great road travel and performances by Rhonda Vincent and the Rage. I know your daughter released an album.
She did. Sally released an all gospel project.
Yeah.
Now we have some changes coming this year, and this will be the first place people will know about this.
Okay, go.
There might have already been, the information might already be out by now, because I announced it on stage this past weekend.
Okay.
But, I guess before that, Sally, my daughter Sally, is now pursuing her own band.
Oh, I'll be darned.
So watch for Sally Lee in the coming year, as she will no longer be traveling with the Rage. And also Brent Burke, my dobro player, who is also my son-in-law, he just made his final performance with the Rage after 8 years, and he's going to be staying home. I'm in hopes of creating some grandchildren, so that can be very exciting. So I'll gladly trade my dobro player for a grandchild.
There you go. Well, you always have great musicians. That's the one thing about the Rhonda Vincent and the Rage. It's not just Rhonda. That's enough. It's not just her singing. That's enough. But the band is always across the stage, top flight musicians, whatever instrument that they play. I mean, so we know that you're going to replace. If you do replace people, you'll find the best and present the best show. You're probably sad and happy at the same stroke that your daughter's going on her own, because you'll miss her. But
it's a bittersweet. It's a bittersweet time right now.
Yeah.
It's a bittersweet time. But yeah, I do. I have. We'll be announcing possibly a new dobro player in the coming weeks. So
okay. Well,
watch
good.
For that.
We'll watch for that. Watch for Rhonda to pop up on some social media with an announcement all of a sudden.
That's I know. That's right. We need to do that. I haven't even thought about that yet.
Oh,
everything's so new.
Yeah, it is. Well, we've always been on the cutting edge of all of those social media things, and this has been for years and years since I've known you in this capacity, then I've gotten to know you more familiar. You've always been right there. It's like if Rhonda Vincent can use Twitter, she's going to find it and use it long before so many others were, and now they're finally coming around. It's not something that can be ignored. You have to do it. You have to do it.
Yeah, you do. I think so.
What do you think? Anything coming out of the studios next year?
Well, I've released a song. Once again, mm-hmm. watching the formats, watching the, you know, just a different business model as our music is more streaming now,
right.
Which I don't like, but it seems to be the way of the world. And so I released a single called Like I Could. It was a number one bluegrass song written by Grand Ole Opry star Jeannie Seeley, Aaron Enderlin, Bobby Tomberlin. Hopefully you have that song.
I do.
And so that is the beginning of a project. There's four or five songs already recorded. I will be, I kind of purposely, after I found out that Brent would be leaving the group, I have purposely delayed our going in the studio because I want that to be whatever the next edition of The Rage, that might be the reveal, perhaps, in a recorded version.
Okay.
So, but I want the next recording will definitely have, you know, the new edition of The Rage. So we'll be recording in the coming weeks. And we were going to already release, when I did the song Like I Could, and we filmed a video of that. So if you go to RhondaVincent.com, all of our tour dates, but also you can see the video of Like I Could. My husband is, because of the fake accounts and all of the issues that has occurred, you know, people are sending money. I had a guy, he came to the show before that. He thought he was talking to me online, and it was a fake account.
Ooh.
He sent money. They told him I was getting a divorce. They said the divorce was final on a Thursday. Friday, he left his wife, and Saturday, he came to our show to take me home, thinking we're going to spend our life together.
Oh, jeepers, criminy.
So this is really affecting people in a terrible way. I hate this. And so I purposely had my husband in this video. And so it's of Like I Could, with the knowledge of knowing that video ended downtown on Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And the next song, I already have that song planned that should be the next single. And that video will begin where the first one left off.
Okay.
It'll be kind of like a little mini series. So watch for the new video. Mm-hmm. And because Christmas and the holidays, we decided to, and the band changes, we've kind of delayed that up until the first of the year. So watch for a new song, a new video, and just exciting new musicians in The Rage, and just always trying to make everything as good as it can be and keep everybody healthy and happy.
Rhonda,
and a bus that's on the road.
That's on the road. Rhonda and The Rage, they put everything out on every show I've ever seen in any venue. It's 100% all the time. And if you've not been to see Rhonda, and I suggest that you should, Rhonda gives everything back to the fans. I've never seen you, and I may be overspeaking, I've never seen you leave a venue until everybody who's in line has gotten to say hi or pick something up or just whatever, picture. I've never seen you leave until the last person's gone.
I try never to do that. People seem to be surprised by that, and I guess a lot of people aren't signing these days. That's something I love. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just coming to our concert. It's more of an experience. You see the music. We get to meet you after the show, get a picture to post, pick up the music, pick up our schedule that has all of our tour dates.
Right.
And then beyond that, see, with Facebook, we now get to stay in touch long after the show, after we've gotten our picture. You can post it on my Facebook page. And, like, there's a fella in Missouri, Dave posts every morning, and he said, "Good morning, Rhonda. What are you doing today?" And he says, "Don't forget to drink your water." Dave always says, "Don't forget to drink your water."
For your vocal cords.
That's very true. That's right. That's right.
Well, listen,
so I love that we stay in touch with people all over the world, and I love it.
You told me once that you actually sort of passed out because you were in line so long. It was like a blood sugar thing. But
right.
And
right.
So don't do that anymore. I know you try to avoid doing that, and I hope it doesn't happen again. But just in case people are wondering, that's a real thing.
Yes.
That's a real thing. Rhonda's there until the last person is gone. I've seen you so many times. I've never seen you leave. I leave before you do, but you're always there.
No, and you know what? It's something that we almost have to prepare for these days because it has gotten to be usually a minimum of an hour and a half, if not two or three. We were signing so long in Conway, Missouri, and Walden, Arkansas. We signed right up to the next showtime where I finally had to say, "Hey, everybody, we only have 15 minutes before our show.
Right.
We're going to run in and grab a bite to eat and a drink." And then we went on stage, and then we signed again after that. So a festival, you kind of got to really train or just build up your stamina to be able to do a show, sign the entire time, grab somebody, sign, you know, play again and sign. So it's not for the faint of heart, I guess.
Well, Rhonda, listen, thanks so much for a wonderful 2019 and always your input. You've been a wonderful guest I don't know, 6 or 7 times. You might be second to Sonny as far as how many people, how many times you've been on. There's no.
Well, then we've got to beat Sonny. We've got to do this again really soon.
Well, you're going to have to do it about 20, maybe 22 times. He used to be on a regular basis, so. But
really?
Awesome. If you go on the website, the Unreal Bluegrass, just type it in, you'll see every time you've been on there, and you can hear that part of the show. I don't do the whole show, but there's also 20-something hours of Sonny. You name it, he's talked about it. It's on there. That's what we used to do all the time. But listen, we'll love you so much. Have a great Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if I don't see you. But I know I'll see you sometime next year in 2020.
I sure hope so. Blessings to you. We love you. And thank you for playing the music and the music that we love so much. And we'll hope to see you very soon. Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year. See you. Bye.
Bye.